You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. College administrators at SUNY Plattsburgh are upset over a cartoon published in a student-run newspaper last week. The cartoon is making national headlines because many people say it's blatantly racist. And it sparked a conversation on and off campus about racism in that community. Earlier today, I talked with Felice Leone of the Daily Beast, who covered that story. Just a quick warning that this interview does include one use of the N-word. I started by asking Leone to describe the cartoon in question.
So the cartoon essentially is a blackface illustration of what appears to be a young man in a robe. So he's donning a red cap and gown, holding a diploma, seemingly walking proudly with white bulging eyes. And his mouth is also white, walking through a neighborhood which is dilapidated. Houses have windows blown out. There's graffiti. There's also a car that's on cinder blocks without wheels, and a crooked stop sign.
And this cartoon accompanied an article about minority college admissions. Tell us a little bit more about the blackface image. Unpack that a little bit for us.
Blackface began in the antebellum South. So we're talking the 19th century, 1830. We had white performers that would put on black makeup, and they would have exaggerated features. Again, as we saw in the image, their eyes would be bulging, the mouth would be white and exaggerated, and they would wear wigs that would depict them to have bushy hair, and their clothes would be tattered. Sometimes in their tailcoats, et cetera. And this is for a minstrel show.
The newspaper in which this cartoon appeared is not directly under the jurisdiction of SUNY Plattsburgh, though the paper does cover student issues. It does have a faculty advisor. Did you learn in your reporting how this image could have possibly gotten into print?
So how did this happen? How could a blackface cartoon make the cover of SUNY Plattsburgh's newspaper, essentially? And, you know, all the sources that I've spoken to have, you know, pointed to the students. They are, you know, ostensibly autonomous. They receive their own funding through ads and subscriptions. And so there is a process for review before the paper goes out. I spoke to Jonathan Slater, who is the chair of the Department of Public Relations and Journalism at SUNY Plattsburgh. And so he is not the advisor of the paper, but spoke to the process, essentially saying that all of the images and copy, or, you know, what goes into print is reviewed. And he said there's also a review after the fact, so which is more like a debrief.
The student who drew the cartoon also posted a pretty controversial and sensitive picture of this cartoon on Instagram. Tell us how that fits into this whole situation and what's going on with the student right now.
I am unsure what's going on with the student right now. I know that he's, so this class is a part of a practicum, being a part of the newspaper. And indeed, he did post a very racist image. It was a copy of the cartoon, and the caption was, "My favorite people in Plattsburgh, hashtag niggers," which is highly offensive.
What is the university and what are the students who run the paper saying about this?
The president issues a statement and saying that he was offended by the way that the African Americans in the cartoon was depicted. And beyond that, the Black Student Union held a town hall on Monday. Of course, this is ruffled feathers, no doubt, and that is an understatement. People are upset by the images. So some people are saying that they've experienced racism. Students that are there now, you know, have felt racism as well, particularly in the community, especially one mentioned, you know, being followed in a store in the mall and, you know, being questioned as to whether or not they could afford to pay for a certain pair of shoes, also being yelled the N-word.
That was Felice Leone of the Daily Beast. You can see the cartoon for yourself at our website, vpr.net. And VPR did hear from a spokesman for SUNY Plattsburgh after we recorded this interview. He says this afternoon the school's announcing it will name a new chief diversity officer. It's also launching a diversity week early next semester. Also, the college, he says, will, quote, engage more deeply with the Plattsburgh and Clinton County communities about issues of race and diversity.